We have a guest joining us by phone this morning. Katie Ultoff is the Director of Communications for the Iowa Cattlemen's Association, and it's time for the Iowa Best Burger Contest. Katie, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thanks for having the Best Burger Contest. How do you not enjoy this?
Oh, my gosh. It's one of my favorite projects, and when I'm working on it, you know, when I'm getting the press release ready to go or looking at the restaurants that have been nominated, it never fails. My stomach always starts growling.
Well, it's a pretty, it's pretty easy for folks to get involved. I mean, let's think about it for a second. What place that serves food in Iowa doesn't serve a hamburger of some sort?
That's right. We had almost 500 restaurants nominated last year, and we know that there are plenty more out there. And so you don't have to go very far to find a great burger, and that's what we're really hoping to capitalize on with this contest.
Yeah, you bet. And you depend on your friends out there for the nominations, right?
That's right. So we take nominations from Iowans online at iabeef.org through March 12th. And those nominations are tallied up. Last year we had almost 10,000 nominations or votes for almost 500 different restaurants. We total those up, tally them up, and then the 10 restaurants with the most votes on March 12th become our top 10 winners.
Very good. And anybody can nominate? Is it the restaurants can't nominate themselves?
Well, the restaurant cannot nominate themselves, but we do have some printable materials that the restaurants can use if they want to print out little table tents to put on their tables or flyers to put around the restaurant encouraging people to vote. But we really want their customers or their patrons to be the ones voting for them.
Yeah, you bet. Well, this is a joint effort by the Iowa Cattlemen's Association and the Iowa Beef Industry Council. What's the benefit for you folks with the two organizations in promoting this contest?
Sure. Well, the Iowa Beef Industry Council manages your beef checkoff programs. And so one of their main missions is to promote beef. And increase demand for beef through programs like this. And we've seen this program really work in that way. The last couple of years, our winners have reported that they have greatly increased their beef sales in the restaurant. Some of them have had to double the number of staff members they have at the lunchtime because they have such an increase in traffic. And so we know that this contest is a really fun way to, like I said, increase beef consumption and drive some traffic to some of our great smaller restaurants here in the state of Iowa.
Well, there are an awful lot of folks. Yeah, there are an awful lot of folks involved in the beef industry here in the state.
That's right. So the Iowa Cattlemen's Association represents beef producers, and we have about 10,000 members across the state that we represent. Iowa's cattle industry is very diverse. And we have a lot of small producers, which makes us kind of unique. But we actually have more feedlots in Iowa than any other state in the nation. They're just a lot smaller than some of the ones that you would think of out in, you know, Colorado or Texas or states like that.
Yeah, not necessarily the large ranches that you think about in some of those other states that are so wide open, but a lot of folks that are dedicated not only to producing a great quality of product, but also they are stewards of the land, they are stewards of the livestock that they're involved with.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think the average herd size in Iowa is somewhere around 25 head. So, like we said, a lot of small family-run operations. And we do get recognized nationally for our environmental stewardship. In fact, we had a family from Nemaha, Iowa, Sac County, last year, who was the Region 3 Environmental Stewardship Award winner. The Smith family represented Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Missouri as environmental stewardship winners. And it just so happens that beef from their farm was used at the Smoke in Hereford, which won Iowa's Best Burger Contest last year.
Well, and that leads me right where I was going, too. I was just going to ask you that I'm guessing there were probably a fair number of these restaurants that are serving locally produced beef as part of their special burgers.
Yeah. I know that last year's, of course, the Smoke in Hereford in Storm Lake is serving locally produced beef. And then I know for sure the Cider House in Fairfield down in southeast Iowa is also serving local beef there too. So really neat kind of farm-to-fork story that we have going on with Iowa's Best Burger Competition.
Well, and I'm looking through some of these. It looks like we've done pretty well here in Western Iowa with the Chuck Wagon Restaurant in Adair a few years ago, and the Coon Bowl 3 up in Coon Rapids, and the Rusty Duck in Dexter, along with Storm Lake. It seems like we've had some pretty good luck here in Western Iowa.
Well, I think you just have some great restaurants and great burgers. You know, I love the Chuck Wagon because they're right there off the interstate, easy to get to, and so I've been there several times. It seems like any time I head west, I try to plan it around a meal time, or I'll stop by, you know, at 3 o'clock to have a burger in between too, if that's the time I'm driving by.
So never a
bad
time.
We've had some really great restaurants the last few years, and we're hoping to find a couple more really great ones this year.
Oh, you betcha! Now, is there something that they're looking for specifically? Because all these burgers are so different. I mean, it doesn't really matter what you put on them and what have you. You're judging the quality of the beef. Is that right?
That's right. Really looking at the beef patty itself. And so after our islands nominate their favorite restaurant or vote for their favorite restaurant, we narrow that down to a top 10, and then we'll send out a secret panel of judges to go out and taste test the 10 burgers. And they'll be really focused on that patty. So the Chuck Wagon Restaurant, for example, has a lot of great different topping combinations and things like that. We didn't pick just one of those to be the best burger. We're actually talking about the patty itself. So the judges will be judging the beef, the taste, making sure that it's done to 160 degrees, which is medium doneness. And it does have to be served on a bread or bread product, but that's kind of an aside to the beef patty itself.
Absolutely. So when folks go out to some of these restaurants and kind of do the Iowa's Best Burger Tour and they walk in and sit down, they don't really have to worry so much about which one of these burgers on the menu was the Iowa's Best Burger, because kind of they all are.
That's right. You know, if you're a mushroom and Swiss type gal like I am, or just a straight up cheeseburger, you know that it's going to have that great 100% beef patty as the base. And that's what we're really looking for in the contest.
Yeah, that's great. That's a lot of fun. I assume that the you say 10 judges. I assume those spots are all taken already.
They are, although we have people volunteer every year. So.
Yeah, thousands of them, I'm sure. A tough job.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about the process. You mentioned how they can go online and do the nominations. You guys are pretty social about this too, right?
Absolutely. So I mentioned restaurants can print off, you know, table tents if they want to, or flyers, but we also have some social media graphics that you can find at iabeef.org, and they can put those on their Facebook pages, encourage people to vote. We encourage people to vote at iabeef.org. You can also text beef to 313131, and we'll send you back a link to vote, make it pretty easy for you that way. And then, like I said, after March 12th, we'll tally those up. The 10 restaurants with the most votes will be announced as our top 10, and then we'll send out our secret judges. They'll judge the burgers, and we'll have the big reveal on May 1st to kick off May Beef Month.
Very good. A lot of fun stuff, and I know I see folks once in a while taking pictures of their food. It seems to be the thing to do these days, and you've got a place for them to toss that up there, too, and share.
Absolutely. Go ahead and put your pictures of your favorite burgers online and hashtag it IABestBurger.
All right. You can share it and get those mouths watering and get that traffic moving in that direction very quickly. And make sure you nominate your favorite restaurant. Well, you've had a lot of restaurants nominated over time. It looks like over, what, about 9,200 nominations over the years, last year, for 500 restaurants. And there's always room for more. There's way more than 500 restaurants in Iowa.
Yeah, you want to know kind of a neat little tidbit. At least our last three winners have been new to the top 10 when they won. So these were restaurants that kind of came out of nowhere and blew everybody out of the competition. So I'm thinking there's probably another great restaurant out there that's little known that is, after this contest, is going to be very well known. So exciting to see those results come in.
No doubt about that. Very good. Well, Katie, thank you so much for your time, and we appreciate you doing that. I know it's a thing out there. Some folks like to make the tour of some of those different restaurants that have won the best burger contest here in Iowa over the last several years, and we look forward to another great edition this year. Best of luck.
Well, thank you.